This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Past, and that's great news for our waterfowl hunters to be able to go back to doing those things like we have done traditionally.
Duck and goose hunters must register in person and be there for the drawing. They must also have a 2020 or 2021 hunting license and migratory waterfowl stamp. More information is available online at dnr.illinois.gov. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
It's going nowhere. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, an attempt at election reform at the Senate.
It's a vote on whether the Senate should simply debate the issue of voting rights, the crucial issue of voting rights in this country.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's vital to counter what he calls voting restrictions put in place by some Republican-led states, but GOP senators say it's an attempt to federalize elections, and they have the votes to block the bill today. A new government report shows a big spike in COVID nursing home deaths during the pandemic, rising 32% among Medicare recipients.
Death rates were higher in every month last year than in 2019. The report also says 4 in 10 Medicare patients in nursing homes had or likely had COVID last year.
Fox's Jill Nato. The number of seniors fully vaccinated from COVID now is up to 77% in the U.S. Police in St. Louis are trying to figure out a shooting last night. Two people found dead outside a convenience store. Another died outside a school. Four others showed up wounded in hospitals. Police in Colorado also don't know what triggered shootings that left a police officer dead. Fox's Jeff Manasso on the case live.
Dave, police in Arvada in suburban Denver say 19-year veteran officer Gordon Beasley was shot and killed Monday while responding to a suspicious incident. Another man described as a Good Samaritan was also shot and killed.
One suspect has also been shot and killed, and his identity will be released by the coroner's office. There is no threat to the public at this point. We are not searching for anyone else.
Arvada Deputy Chief Ed Brady says Officer Beasley was a school resource officer who worked patrol in the summer and who previously was named as Officer of the Year. No motive. The investigation ongoing. Dave.
Jeff, the man suspected of shooting and wounding a sheriff's deputy in Linn County, Iowa, in a store robbery Sunday night, is now in custody, found walking along a road. America's listening to Fox News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155. 800-785-1155.
Earlier this month, an Interior Department's Inspector General report determined the removal of protesters from a park outside the White House last year was not done to help then-President Trump stage a photo op. Instead, it was done to install new security fencing. And now this.
U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich dismissed many of the claims that accused the Trump administration of violating the civil rights of protesters who were forcefully removed from Lafayette Park by police using chemical agents last June. The park clearing happened just before then-President Trump walked to nearby St. John's Church to take a photo holding a Bible. The claims against former Attorney General William Barr and other federal officials were dropped. Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow claims against both the D.C. Metro and the Arlington Police Departments, whose officers were involved in the clearing of the park, to proceed. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Andrew Yang tried to be president. Now he wants to be New York City mayor, one of many Democrats on the ballot on primary day.
New Yorkers who did not cast a ballot before the end of early voting on Sunday can go to the polls today to decide party nominees for mayor. 13 Democrats are vying for the office. The city will use what's called ranked choice voting to decide, allowing voters to rank their top five candidates. second or third choices could influence the outcome, but all votes will need to be counted before a winner could be decided, perhaps after Election Day. Only two Republicans are running, so ranked choice will not be needed. The winners will meet in November to become New York City's 110th mayor. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A school board in New Jersey has reversed a decision that made a lot of parents in Randolph angry. They had removed all holiday names from the school calendar, but facing an hours-long backlash at a meeting last night, the board changed that. On Wall Street, stock futures barely moving after yesterday's big gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
CUA.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 76. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 61 degrees. And your WSOI time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, June 22nd edition of Byers & Company. Tony Holley is going to join us from the Community Foundation. We'll preview our Just a Roam Away contest. Remember, next week you can win yourself a family fun kit. The company starts now.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday. What a beautiful start to the day, Nick Smith. I'm telling you, I would take this year-round.
Yeah, me too. I'm fine with it. I like it a lot.
I mean, it's going to get up to 77 by this afternoon, but even then, that's great.
Yeah, who cares?
I love that crisp, sort of cool morning feel.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's already 8 a.m., and the sky is bright blue. The clouds
sky was bright blue at 6:30.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's good weather.
All right. Very happy to be with you here today. We'll tell you all about how you can win those family fun kits by visiting justaromaway.com and listening to this show and all of our other stations. I'm very excited. The Hot 25 is back, which means we're, you know, getting to see all the cool things in the community. There is a video on nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook page highlighting both Juneteenth celebrations that took place on Saturday. The 27th annual one in downtown, and then the brand new inaugural one at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, which was a lot of fun and great history and great education, and just seeing people.
Yeah, that video captured, you know, that spirit, and I've gotten to have my family over, and I've gotten to go out and do some more things, and it is starting to feel really good, and, you know, being out in the community and being around a bunch of people, it's something we've been missing for, what, like 15 months?
Here's the new scenario, and this is brand new in life. Maybe if you were overseas or across continent or something, but now you get to introduce yourself to people that you've been in Zoom meetings with but never actually met in person.
Oh, that is always super weird. You know, as someone that works remote, you know, and I've had that experience, but I've never had it like at a local level or at a level where I'm dealing with you like every single day, and you're just across the town, you know, like that's weird. You being in New York and me being in Illinois, fine.
Yeah, but you might be a mile away.
Right.
And we're just now getting to meet in person, which was, it was kind of interesting. All right. Tony Holly joins us from the Community Foundation. You can go to MaconCountyGives.org to find out about the organization. Tony, how's it going? How's your Tuesday so far?
You know, it's a beautiful day I got this morning, and I'm thinking this is how summer should be every day.
I think it should be this way year round. Absolutely. All right. What's going on with you guys this week?
Well, you know, it was a busy weekend. We took the YLI group up to Chicago and got to hang with them. And you know, when they say youth led, very much a youth led experience, but in a really good way. It was exciting to see the kids. We got to meet Lieutenant Governor Stratton and talk to her and get, you know, ask her some questions. Got to see the sights in downtown Chicago and Michigan Avenue. Got to go to the Starbucks Reserve and really just spend a little time with the kids. And the Governor's Cup, of course, and meet some really impressive people. So that's how my week kind of ended, and we jumped right back to work on Monday, and we're doing our KITS program right now. So
all right, and what is that?
KITS is Kids in Transition to School, and it's set up to build success and early learning for kids in pre-K through second grade. It's led up by Karen Mayer. It's a grant-funded program. Karen works over for DPS at Richland and Baum, helps out with all their pre-K early development stuff, and it's really set up for co-teaching with parents and kids and just setting up kids for success as they learn developmental skills.
All right, so how long have you been here? You're going to give me an answer, and I mean, you could say 2 years and 2 months, and I'd probably believe both because we're in this weird time warp. How long have you been on the ground here with the Community Foundation?
You know, we're heading into my fifth month.
Okay.
So seems like a year, and then it seems like yesterday. So we're really hitting the ground running.
All right, what have you learned so far? What have you found out about the not only the foundation but the community, the people you're working with? You know, what's your takeaway?
You know, I think from an outsider's perspective, finding out that, you know, this community really has amazing people. You know, all these programs are funded by donors. So when you find out and you get to actually meet the people who are investing in the community's future, it just gives you goosebumps to think that you lived in this community all your life and all these people have been around you and probably helped you in ways you didn't know and now are still helping other people.
You know, we have so many tremendous resources here, Tony, and I don't know what the magic answer is, but there's still a lot of people that aren't aware of the resources. I don't know how we connect those dots.
No, and I think, you know, we're doing a good job of lifting up the community, but there's obviously, we don't have unlimited resources. There's obviously got to be other ways to help, and I just encourage people to look for those things. We get phone calls for so many different things, and you want to help everybody. I wish my job was just printing money and handing it out, but that's not the solution either. We need to address the root cause of some of the problems and address those.
All right, what's up next for you?
Well, we're coming up on the Impact 100 grant, so just when I think I get a little bit of a break, we jump right back into handing out money, which is always a good thing, and we're going to announce that the first of next month.
All right, I saw a great picture from some of the young leaders in action. They were at the Rotary Club being recognized. How cool has it been to see this kind of Governor's Cup tour, you know, as they make their way around the community and get acknowledged by the grown-ups? And in some ways, these kids have been the most grown-up people in our entire community throughout this pandemic.
You know, they really are an amazing group of young people, and I don't say that lightly. These kids are, you know, hanging out with them for a full 48 hours on Thursday and Friday of last week and being in Chicago with them, you would think that's just a stressful nightmare, but it was really fun. The kids are appreciative. We're going around with a cup. We've got it in a box. It felt like holding the Stanley's Cup. You know, you're showing it to people. You're taking selfies with it. And they're just an impressive group. And you just get that vibe when adults meet them. They just can't believe that these are high school students that they're talking to because the questions are so poignant and they're so passionate about what they do. So it's a great program. I'm looking forward to seeing what they continue doing. I'm waiting for the break, but I'm going to go along for the ride wherever they want to go.
All right, Tony, have a great day. We appreciate it. And we will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, or not first thing tomorrow morning, first thing next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yep.
I'm a little discombobulated.
It's all right. Muscle memory is a thing. It really is.
I have conflicting muscle memory mm-hmm. going on right now.
Right. And like something as simple as like putting somebody on the air and off the air, that was your muscle memory. Then it became my muscle memory. Now it's both of our muscle memory.
It's a conflicting. Yes, no doubt about it. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. I have a meeting this morning with the leadership of Young Leaders in Action.
Oh, wow. How'd you get that one?
Well, it's an ongoing thing. It's a project we're working on.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
More to come on that. But I'm kind of excited.
I'm excited to find out about it.
Congratulations to new sheriff Jim Root, who was sworn in yesterday.
Yeah.
It looked to me like all the former sheriffs were there, or most of them, in the picture. I couldn't tell, but it looked like everybody was there in a show of unity, which I think is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we said this at the beginning. We had two good choices. They were both good men, and we should be fine. We're going to be fine. Jim Root's more than capable of handling this job.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it looked like I could see in the picture Jerry Dawson, Tony Brown, Howard, and Tom Schneider.
Oh, cool.
All there, showing support and hopefully unity. We'll see.
Yeah.
That has been and then there's some other stuff going on social media that I swear to God I do not understand at all. I was going to talk about it today, but I thought, you know what, I'm not going to put oxygen on it.
Hmm. Okay.
Just patently absurd. Silliness.
I haven't stumbled upon anything like that in the last few days.
Oh, you know, sometimes when people have their own problems or their own thing going on, they like to try to, like, hey, don't look here, look over here.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of mentality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. I just... There are times when I just feel like people are off their meds.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Too many good things going on.
There are a lot.
To concentrate on, you know, the people who are just not happy with anything. Or the people who see conspiracy in everything. I've often thought and often said that we're not smart enough to have conspiracies.
Yeah, you know... I learned that lesson, I think, really, really early, or not really early, but as a teenager with Bill Clinton, okay, with Monica Lewinsky. It's like, all right, there's two people in on this whole thing at the highest level,
yeah,
with all the tools available to suppress just that little tiny thing. And
I couldn't keep that,
let alone something that is huge or,
yeah,
you know,
no.
Weaving.
What you always have to consider, and this isn't fair to the city because it's been a while, but I remember when they sent out a press release that they were now going to begin accepting debit cards.
Okay.
And you go, okay, they're not capable of a conspiracy.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness. It's impossible.
I know. I think that's the thing that is most surprising and assuring and reassuring at the same time, is that when you finally recognize that, when you peel that onion back enough and go, okay, these are just normal people with, you know, good intentions, full of foibles, just like everybody else.
Right. And the flip side of that is, all right, if you tried something nefarious and you try to cover up, most of the time it just falls apart.
No, I mean, even, you know, look at Mike Madigan. It took years and Omerta and all of that, and it still eventually comes crumbling down.
Yeah,
I'm not saying there's not corruption.
Oh, for sure there is.
I'm just saying there's not mass conspiracy.
Yes, yeah.
And I blame this, a lot of this. You could use the internet. I'd start with the TV show The X-Files.
Oh, I love X-Files.
I did too. The original run.
The new one was okay, but the original was excellent.
Yeah, and the reason I liked the original run was because the Chris Carter, that was his name, the guy who created X-Files. He grew up a big fan of The Night Stalker, which was, when I was a kid, the coolest thing on TV.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, have you ever even heard of it?
I've heard of it, and I know of its significance, but I never have seen it.
I am sure. I purposely have never looked for it because I want to keep that memory intact.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never seen it.
There are some things that are literally, you just want to keep it as it is in your brain right now and not ruin it by going, oh, God, that was terrible.
Yeah, I felt that way about The Lost Boys. I watched it, and I'm like, man, I'll never watch that again. I don't know why.
I think that one holds up. But maybe I'm just...
It was the way, whatever I assigned to it
yeah.
wasn't what it was.
All right, so I'll give you, and I don't know, maybe I'll go back. Darren McGavin was a 1970s, you know, actor. And he played Carl Kolchak, which is one of the great names in television history.
Yep. Too. I recognize that name.
And it started with, you know, back in the day, and Lifetime still does this, but there was like a ABC movie of the week. And it seems to be like a Monday night or something. You know, there would be a movie. New one every week.
Right.
And they were a little cheesier than the movies.
Right, but they had some sort of stars in them, too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And so they had something called the Night Strangler, which was a like a two-hour movie of the week. And it literally, they thought, man, that's cool. We'll turn that into a television show. And it only lasted literally, I think, one season. Or maybe even the beginning of a second, they pulled the plug and it got really stupid. But basically, it was the movie was about a vampire, and then it was to sort of introduce you to like a new bad guy, gal every week, and it would be like all through horror and science fiction. And uh-huh. he was an investigative reporter. He wasn't a cop, so he was like a journalist.
I like that concept. Seems fun.
Well, Chris Carter said it was everything to the creation of the X-Files.
Yeah, that's literally what the X-Files is week to week.
And there you have it. So,
wow.
The Night Stalker. You might want to check it out if you can find it. I'm just going to go, yeah, not so much. I'm going to rely on the old memory bank to go, yeah, that was very special.
Yeah, I don't know. Putting all this nut stuff on the X-Files, I don't think that's fair. I put it on Alex Jones.
I think a lot more people watch the X-Files than Alex Jones.
Well, sure. I mean, and you could go back to the Twilight Zone or They Live or any of these other sort of things. But I think Alex kind of made it into a business.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying right or wrong, but I think he really was like, we're just going to go conspiracy after conspiracy. And he created a network and a following and people sharing out in the open at bigger numbers, conspiracies after conspiracies. I think he really... was the jet fuel to it.
There may be. That's the conservative side. It's interesting that you know, you pick that out of it because there's just as many conspiracies on the other side.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that it's... Yeah, no, I wasn't even thinking partisan. I'm saying, like, in terms of just ideas and conspiracies, he made a business of selling conspiracies.
Yeah. All right, so I was wrong about the movie. There were two movies. The Night Stalker was the first one in 1972, and then The Night Strangler was after that in 1973. And then they thought, oh, let's capitalize this and make it into a series, and then it didn't have enough legs.
Were those two movies related? Or were they
yeah, just... yeah, same character.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Same, you know, lead guy.
Okay.
And it was based on a book, I think, called the Kolchak Papers, written by Jeff Rice, and it was set in Las Vegas, and who knows. Anyway, yeah, I watched that as a kid, and I grew up. I mean, and I grew up during Watergate.
Okay.
But I didn't get jaded by that whole thing. Jaded by people's behavior, yes, but not buying into the conspiracy.
Yeah, some of the conspiracies are just, I understand thinking money might disappear, you know, and stuff like that, that are somewhat tangible, but... You know, false flag operations and stuff like that that just don't seem, or global leaders conspiring on a plandemic, you know, stuff like that. It's like, man, that is just way too big. This is just way too big.
Yeah.
You know,
that they're putting 5G into you so that they can do what they're already doing, but you've willingly handed over by downloading their app.
Right.
By the way, first professional writing credit for Robert Zemeckis was that television series.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Who knew?
I had no idea.
All right, let's take a break. Back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 76, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 82, and then Thursday a little warmer, partly sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, 61 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:23.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
There's been a lot of confusion lately on mask use. Drew Early of Decatur Memorial Hospital says masks are still required in a hospital setting, but there's more you can do to keep yourself and others safe.
We want to keep our staff and our patients safe, but I will say, you know, the most important thing we can do here is keep getting vaccinated. There are plenty of opportunities in this community to get vaccinated. The data is very clear. These are very safe, very effective, and now they're very available.
Find out more by listening to the podcast now at nowdecatur.com.
Here at the Community Foundation of Macon County, we've proudly partnered with generous families, individuals, companies, and nonprofits for the last 21 years to help make their charitable dollars make the seemingly impossible possible for the permanent good of our community. I'm Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making here at the Foundation, and by connecting the philanthropic goals of individuals with the needs of Macon County, we help strengthen and build a brighter future for all of us. At the Foundation, we work with donors like you to establish individual funds that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or even provide a scholarship. You can also help us meet the growing needs of our community, and you can do it all in your name or to honor a loved one. If you would like more information on setting up a fund with the Community Foundation of Macon County and help support local nonprofits, schools, and religious organizations, please call us at 217-429-3000 or go to MaconCountyGives.org for more information. We're proud to be your homegrown Community Foundation.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, in addition to Robert Zemeckis, right, and Chris Carter, in the Night Stalker series, a very young David Chase got his first regular crew position in Hollywood on that show. So think about that. That show is now connected to The X-Files, The Sopranos, and everything that Robert Zemeckis has done.
Oh, my goodness. That's almost worth a little mini, like, mini documentary, you know, of those paths. That's really cool.
That is. Hearing from folks my age who have fond memories of the show as well. I was like, you know, 9 years old, this is right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And probably very cheesy by today's standards.
Yeah, you know, when I was nine, the closest thing that I remember having to that was like black and white reruns of The Twilight Zone.
I had those too.
Yeah. Which I like. I like the new one too, honestly.
I don't even know where to find it.
A Paramount Plus.
Okay.
It's Jordan Peele.
Yeah, yeah. I've read about it. I just don't. Listen, Nick, I'm getting to the age where I'm having trouble remembering what I'm watching on what particular streaming service.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna go back and watch another episode and is that on Amazon? Was that on Hulu? Was that on Netflix? Was that on Paramount?
Yeah.
CBS? Disney? Yeah. HBO Max?
And it's fine, except for some of those choose not to help you find where you left off. Some of them are great about it. Hey, here's what you're watching. Some of them you have to dig around. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing at this point?
There's way different levels of customer service, so to speak, right?
Man.
I'm surprised at the little things inside the apps.
Yes.
You know, like there's no volume bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they rely on the controls of the devices. It should be, that's a very good thing. And so on CBS, Paramount Plus, their subtitles, if you watch with subtitles, they will black out the bottom, more than the bottom third, almost the bottom, like, man, a lot more.
Okay.
With a black bar. So yeah. You can't even see the bottom part of the screen. It's like, what are you doing? Fix that.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
And I think universally panned is that HBO Max, although they're not panning the content, they think they have the worst platform.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Peacock is... Like, so if you tune into a live event on Peacock, there is no pause or, hey, I'm going to join in an hour into it because I just got home. You can't start from the beginning. That is fatal flaw right there.
No doubt about it. And I will suggest to you that they're not. I mean, listen, at that level, I mean, we talked about this yesterday. You know, an intern literally got into your email box.
Right. I mean, this is all new, but they're going to tighten this up because this is going to be the bulk of their money and not their add-on stuff. Now, this will be their general their predominant income maker.
I like it because I can use my iPad and I don't have any pop-ups to worry about. I don't have any obstruction. I don't have any, the cow dropping down on the scoreboard stuff. I can just get a clean experience.
Right. Yeah, just the content.
And I love that. And I'll pay whatever it takes to have that.
And they know that. And that's where they're going.
I know, but I'm happy about that.
And advertisers are like, what are we going to do about any of this?
We got ideas.
We do have ideas.
All right, we'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We get back here, we're going to take a little roam away. We're going to spotlight some stuff that maybe you don't know about in communities all around us, our Newhoff Roam Zone. And starting next week, you can win family fun kits. Your chance to get in the car and go do some really cool fun stuff on us. We'll take a break. Back with more right after this.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Wheat harvesting in Illinois continues behind last year's pace. In the weekly crop report, statistician Mark Schlusener says there were about 6 days suitable for field work.
Wheat harvest is now 12% finished compared to 23% 1 year ago and 38% for the 5-year average.
96% of soybeans have been planted and 1% is blooming. 66% of soybeans and 64% of corn is rated in good to excellent condition. 3% of the second cutting of alfalfa is now complete. Symphony Orchestra Guild of Decatur is holding an instrument drive going on now through Wednesday, June 30th. Gently used instruments may be brought to the Decatur Area Arts Council. Donors also have the option to sponsor a beginning musician starter kit. All donations will directly support Decatur Public Schools Foundation and their instrument library. For a list of instruments the Guild is currently seeking to add, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Democrats' election reform bill does not appear to have the 60 votes needed to overcome a Republican filibuster and advance the debate in the Senate today.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the For the People Act is needed to combat Republican state voting laws.
The most sweeping voter suppression efforts in at least 80 years.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The real driving force behind S1 is a desire to rig the rules of American elections permanently in Democrats' favor.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
I've been meaning to do this for a while now.
Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib is getting messages of support after coming out as the first openly gay active NFL player.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell saying the NFL family is proud of Carl for courageously sharing his truth. Raiders head coach John Gruden telling ESPN, I learned a long time ago what makes a man different is what makes him great.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Needed.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today is going to be sunny with a high near 76, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82, and Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 88. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 63 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, that's going to be the sporting news for quite a while here. And I know I saw a headline in Newsweek, NFL stars come out in support of Carl Nassib, but most of them retired.
No, there was plenty of active players. Saquon Barkley, probably the top running back in football. Tate Davis, several of his teammates. But, yeah, Warren Moon among the retired
Julian players. Edelman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting anything. Yeah. I'm just saying I think it will – the proof will be in the pudding. I mean, it will be – and then it will be what the NFL does.
Mm-hmm.
And not that the NFL has ever done anything because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
They've had their hand forced, you know, to do the right thing. But I believe that they will now do the right thing. So now it's going to be behavior versus what the expectations are.
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, you see statements coming out from an owner of a team, the team itself, their rivals, the Chargers, saying some things are more important than the rivalry.
Yes.
The commissioner, the Players Association, teammates, former teammates. I mean, you're hearing all the right things right now.
His former coach at Penn State. Mm-hmm. Who also pledged another $10,000 on top of Carl's $100,000 to the Trevor Project,
mm-hmm.
which helps with suicide
mm-hmm.
for young people. And so I'm not, by the way, I'm not pessimistic about this.
No, I know. You're just talking about it.
I'm just saying I think it, society at large, certainly there are pockets that are not this way.
Yep.
And every time we have this conversation, you hear from them with some of the ugliest stuff wrapped around their profession or their professed faith.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that isn't a shot at all people that are Christians, not even close.
Mm-mm.
But we'll see. I just think that locker room, that field, and then particularly the drunken fan base.
Oh, that's nasty. That's going to be... The fan base is going to be nasty, but I will say this. Warren Moon, and what he said was, you know, congratulations for being courageous to do this. And he said, I played with many teammates that you know, lived, you know, in the shadows or hidden. That, you know, so I don't think it was as big of a secret, as a humongous secret in all cases. I mean,
Maybe not. But Warren Moon played in a different time.
And a lot of time. He played for a long time, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't play in a world with social media and all the things that are out there now. I mean, Warren Moon is like Michael Jordan. I mean, even though it wasn't that long ago in our lifetimes, it might as well have been 100 years.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You know, I was thinking about Carl a little bit, and do you remember when he was teaching the defensive ends for the Browns about compound interest?
Yes. Yes.
That was the scene that really cemented it. He's like, and if you earn 10% of your money, you know, for the next 7 years, you will have effectively doubled your money. And if you double your money every 7 years, by the time you are of retirement age, you'll have $64 million. And the dudes in the room were like, oh, my goodness. They had never been talked to like that ever in their lives, you know. It was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah. He was, you know, that show isn't really about football.
No.
Hard Knocks.
Mm-mm.
It's about the struggle to get there.
Yeah, it does enough of the football to make you kind of want to watch those storylines.
The behind-the-scenes stuff, yeah. Yes.
But you're
it's more about personalities. And you can tell, you know, they show up. And this is, listen, if you're in this business, meaning, you know, you interview people, you film people, you talk to people. You know, you're pretty quick to know this is a dud or this is somebody who's got a little something that's mm-hmm. going to shine.
Oh, yeah. And especially in Hard Knocks, when they're fixating a camera on a guy that is constantly bringing the goods, he was that guy. And like I told you, I followed him. He did not win a Super Bowl. He was already on the Raiders prior to...
I didn't think he was on the roster.
Yeah. But he had a year where he had maybe like 6 sacks and really was coming on. And like you said... He got a big contract, $25 million. That's a sizable contract.
Which he'll turn into 75 by the time he's done.
That's exactly right. You know, he was a guy that I followed. So I was pretty excited to see him have success. And now the way that he announced it is also getting some attention that he was like a DJ saying, you know, just break in the action like, by the way, guys, here's a quick announcement. Just Carl. He's just Carl.
Absolutely. And hopefully it leads to more people being able to be who they are without judgment or names. And we certainly wouldn't. I think that there's still people of all stripes
mm-hmm.
that have a hard time correlating, you know, why. Okay, I mean, if you were at an NFL game and you threw out racial slurs, you'd be escorted out of the state.
That's for sure. Yep.
And if you were throwing out those slurs on the field, there would be literally, you would be punished.
Yeah.
Right?
Certainly the fans, and certainly if it's a big moment caught on camera on the field, a lot of that stuff might still slide in the players.
I'm saying
a little
bit. You blatantly, if you were a white player,
yes, no question about that.
All right, why would this be any different?
Until now, I'm not saying this is how I feel, okay? But until
you don't
now,
need to qualify. I understand. Yeah.
Because who's offended? Nobody here. That offense doesn't land. Nobody hears that. Meaning, like, if you're throwing a slur about homosexuals and there's no homosexuals, it doesn't.
All right, first of all, that is an absolute assumption on their behalf.
Correct.
It would be incorrect.
Correct.
Second of all, what's the difference between the PGA player who's standing on a green all by himself calling himself that?
I'm talking about the NFL in particular.
I'm talking about professional athletes. Sports.
My personal take is
at a corporate level,
any of that stuff, you know, that's meant to be divisive, that's meant to be super negative, is inflammatory. Any of it, of any flavor, whether it's sexual preference, skin color, religious preference, any of the stuff that's meant to hurt,
and there's
no room for it.
The crazy thing is, and I feel like in the last couple of years we've come a long way in some of these areas, because there was a disconnect between the black community and the gay community. Not to say
Correct.
That there weren't plenty of black people in the gay community, but there was a religious sort of thing in some communities where those things would sort of butt heads.
That's correct. And I think that you made a very good observation there. These walls are coming down.
They are much quicker than a lot of society can handle.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you are starting to see acceptance. The sprinter that you were talking about, Sheree, I'm going to mess her name up. She, you know, she's in a relationship, you know, with a woman, you know, and
none of that. I mean, I don't understand why that matters to anyone. I want to root for her because first and foremost, she's representing my country. And the way I'll root for almost all of the U.S., because they're playing for us.
Right.
Secondly, she's an incredible athlete doing something that, you know, a handful of women have done in the history of the sport. And then on the third, and that's down the ladder, is that she's got flair and she's got personality and she's got a great look. And you can just tell she's going to be fun to watch.
Yes. And the only reason I brought that up is because earlier you successfully told the entire story of her that matters from a consumption level, not like as a human being, with that not even factoring in because it doesn't.
It hasn't to me ever. And Carl Nassib said something, you know, that he hopes that there's a day that you don't have to announce this because it doesn't matter.
And I think that him doing that will, the next one doesn't carry the same weight. The one after that doesn't. It's just, hey, you found out about me, and it doesn't matter. I don't have to let this anvil off my chest because maybe one day there's not an anvil
on
your chest.
That's exactly right. And he seems like a genuine dude, as much as you know just watching a television series. All right, the Supreme Court rejected the NCAA's arguments unanimously yesterday about college players getting paid. This is done, right? It's whatever it ends up looking like.
Yeah, we're just going to move the money on top of the table instead of under it.
Well, yeah,
more revenue.
No, well, the under the table stuff was coming out of somebody else's pocket. This is going to come out of the NCAA.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the money now funnels.
I'm saying they had this lottery run of making
free
bank
money
forever.
Yep.
And that is now universally changed.
All right.
So what does that look like?
I think what you end up with is student athletes will have opportunity. The obvious ones, hey, you sell a jersey, my name can now be on the back, and I can make some money on it. You want to hire me to be, you know, part of the marketing campaign for the sport or for the school, I can make some money on that. If I want to partner up with a local booster, I can probably make some money on those. Are seem fairly obvious, but I think on the grander scheme, I think that what you're going to end up having is they're going to have some schools can't afford to pay, but they still want to do the programs. I think there will be unpaid sort of thing, or minimally paid, you know, think of it like an hourly kind of job sort of thing. And then you'll have the Alabamas and the LSUs form some kind of like super league where they have salary cap, you know, for lack of a better word, where, I mean.
But there's still going to be haves and have-nots.
But you're going to have to sort them into leagues of haves and leagues of have-nots.
I mean, because you're not going to be able, I mean, and fair or unfair really doesn't even factor into it. There are just sports that are more popular yep. than other sports.
Volleyball to football.
And when there's sports that are popular, there are players that are more popular than other players.
Yep.
And there's going to be some of that no matter what, right?
That is correct. And so it'll look more like a job market instead of, I mean, you're just going to have to evaluate who's worth what and assign them accordingly. Just because I'm the fifth string backup libero on the volleyball team at Marquette doesn't mean I should make the same money as Johnny Manziel at, you know, or Tim Tebow. I mean, it's not the same thing.
All right, we'll see, because I think that's the next push.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll have to be standardized, and then the people that make more, that deserve more, should make more.
All right, we'll take a break. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur. Rex.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can tell you.
You can visit JustAromaWay.com and make your plans to get in the car, take a very short trip, and enjoy some of the incredible things in the Neuhoff Media Rome Zone. Have you ever been to Mackinac Valley Vineyard?
No. I don't even know where that is.
It's up north by Bloomington North.
Oh, cool.
In Mackinac, Illinois. It's their 18th anniversary as a winery and vineyards. And they have, it's beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely just, they have a lake. They have the beautiful vineyard views. They have a tasting room, patios. There's a 30-mile view of the picturesque valley below. Wine flights are available. The first flight of three wine samples is $1, and additional samples are $1 each. They've got something called Green Dragon, a new fortified wine.
Oh, wow.
And they also offer foodie favorites. Rop Jersey cheese with crackers. They have the chocolatier with confectionery chocolates. deck area, pavilions. You can rent it for parties, business meetings. Saturday evenings, they even have, on selected Fridays and Saturdays, murder mystery dinners.
Oh, that's awesome. I've done that one time.
Really? What was it like?
It was awesome. Like you eat and you drink and people kind of act in the aisles or, you know, up in the presentation kind of stage. And then you're gathering clues with each other and you're trying to, I mean, it is a very fun thing. I'd love to do it again.
Well, there you go. I just sent you a link in Hangouts. Check out that view. It doesn't look like Central Illinois.
I'm looking at a photo. Okay. Well, I think I stumbled on the same photo that you're – yeah. That one down on the bottom that's almost panoramic.
With the beautiful lake.
Oh, my gosh. The clouds and the
– see the vineyards rolling through. And I think – you know, I'm not a wine guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. But I would go there. That looks so awesome.
Yes. And it just looks like a great place to have an event.
Yeah, could you imagine just, you know, wandering down, you're at the event, you're in the big house up there, you know, and then wandering down to that lake under the gazebo and just leaning out there on a day like that photo with the breeze and the sun. Man, that would be a nice, nice experience.
Yes, yes, and yes to all three of your questions. Absolutely. Well, starting next week, we'll be giving away family fun kits. Basically, you know, tickets and whatnot. Some of the stuff's free.
Yep.
But we're looking forward to it. And as people are getting back out this summer, we really do this last push. And you get to the 4th of July and you kind of think, well, man, there's still a lot of summer left.
Oh, there absolutely is. Yeah.
It'll go by fast. That much I promise you. But there's still a lot of daylight. We want you to get out and get active. Go see some unbelievable things. If you're a photographer, all of this stuff is in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I was just looking at that mansion up there, the Vrooman Mansion. I was thinking about my camera taking it up there.
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out. JustAromaWay.com. You can go by category. You can go by community. There's a lot of stuff across our 1.2 million people footprint of the Newhoff Media Rome Zone.
Yeah, this is a fun promotion.
Absolutely. One last break. We'll be back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be sunny with a high of 76, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 59. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 82, then Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 88. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:50. This look at your weather brought to you by Woods Basement Systems, serving central Illinois for all things basement-y.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the lakes and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org.
Thank you, Decatur, for making Dick Van Dyke Appliance World number one for appliance sales and service, winning yet another Herald and Review Reader's Choice First Place Award.
Don't forget, it's also our 30-year anniversary.
That's right, our 30-year anniversary of serving the Decatur area.
Award-winning sales and service dating back to 1991.
30 years in the same location, supporting beautiful downtown Decatur.
Let's not forget our loyal customers in Clinton, Shelbyville, Sullivan, Pena,
Taylorville, Vandalia, Mattoon, and everywhere in between. 30 years of being your one-stop shop for all things home appliances. I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman and owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We're celebrating another Reader's Choice First Place Award and 30 years of proudly serving Decatur with a two-month sale all April and May. Don't miss out on this party. It's a once-in-a-30-year event. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
back here on a Tuesday. The FIFA World Cup is being held in what was called Qatar for most of my adult life.
Qatar?
Now it's Qatar, and then it's Qatar, you know, however it's pronounced. They have announced that every single person attending that event must be vaccinated.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of people. A lot of people.
People have no idea how big what they call football, what we call soccer, is around the world. I mean, it dwarfs what we do here in America.
Yeah.
Now, it's the only thing they've got. Mm-hmm. It's not true. It's not the only thing they got. but second is way down the list.
Sure. Yep.
And, I mean, rugby and other things that they like to pay. But this is the world's biggest sporting event.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. In terms of people watching it and simultaneously, I mean, the Super Bowl is still the most commercial of all sporting events.
I'm not sure that comes anywhere near the FIFA World Cup.
I think it does because it's a one-off. That's the difference. It's not apples to apples. Cumulatively, FIFA wears out everything else we've got. The Super Bowl is a one-day kind of thing. I think it's still the king of spectacles.
And it truly is the only thing that is, you know, a world championship.
Yeah.
So in 2022, and you know, hopefully things look a lot different. But this is a pretty bold way of going about it. Going, look, you want to come, and this is what's going to be required.
You talk about incentives. Shot at $1 million, a chance to play for the Illini. Hey, you can't go watch your country play soccer. Yeah, I'm getting my shot because I've been planning on going to the World Cup. It's finally in Qatar where I mean, people are going to get their shots just to go see soccer, even if they don't care.
The cumulative viewership of all of the matches of the, I don't know, they have 715 million people watching the final match.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's more than the Super Bowl.
Probably.
Probably.
I mean, I am totally with you that FIFA is, I mean, when you add it all up, it's, there's nothing close, but I swear I thought I read that the Super Bowl still remains the number one watched television show in the world annually.
Okay. There was 102 million viewers of the 2020 Super Bowl.
And you're saying the final game alone was 700 million?
Yes. 750.
So maybe it was just U.S.
It could be.
Yeah, probably.
And I think, you know, when you have global and then you have phones and you have streaming and you have so many ways, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, Super Bowl hangs in there. I mean, that's us against everybody else.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and everybody else is a big, big number. FIFA is a humongous deal. So I'm not even trying to be like, a Thursday night game between the Chargers and the Raiders does not come close to a FIFA entry round game. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah. All right. So, and I, you know, I like it. You know, I'm a little, it confuses me. It all seems very complicated, mm-hmm. although I'm sure they would say the same thing about some of the rules in the NFL.
Right. Yeah, it's a little too slow paced for me at times, but I wish the field was a little smaller for a little more action, but I get it. It's just not for me.
You mean the field itself?
The pitch. Yep. I did go see a soccer game in person. I watched the Atlanta United, and that was a lot of fun.
Is it better in person?
Yeah, especially there because they buy into the European way of doing it with the chants and the flags and the whole thing. It was a lot of fun. I sat right on, I guess it would be the equivalent of like the 10-yard line.
Right.
And I had a really good time watching the goalie and the call outs and the crowd. It was fun. And I'm not a soccer guy at all. I really had a good time.
All right. I'm going back a few years. If you just look at a simple wiki list of the most watched television broadcast of all time with sports, the London 2012 Summer Olympics.
Sure.
The Rio 2016 Summer Olympics. The Russia 2018 FIFA World Cup, Beijing Summer Olympics, Atlanta Summer Olympics, Sydney 2000 Summer Olympics, Athens 2004 Summer Olympics, France FIFA World Cup, South Africa FIFA World Cup, Brazil FIFA World Cup, the 2002 Korea and Japan FIFA World Cup, Germany FIFA World Cup, Now, this is going to get you because we still, the Americans haven't cracked the thing yet. And there's a
Atlanta.
But that's still the Olympics. It's an international audience. There's a Cricket World Cup on here.
Oh, wow.
And brother, I'm all the way about 30 through, and we still haven't hit Super Bowl.
But they are multiple day excursions versus 4 hours of fun.
Baywatch has got Michael Jackson's funeral.
Oh yeah.
Live Aid. That's an interesting list. It's too bad we don't have more time to go through it. All right, that's it for us. Enjoy this beautiful weather, please. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate you being here today. We'll see you tomorrow bright and early 6 a.m. Podcasts are always available at nowdecatur.com, driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Schuyler with...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.